रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वीरसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते ए नमः। किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 56 संपाति। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। There came to the spot where the monkeys lay, extended on the ground in holy fast, a huge vulture by the name Sampati. Ages past count had he lived through, the vulture world acknowledged his sway. He came into the world before Jatayu and was renowned for his strength and prowess. He issued forth from a cave in the Vindhyas, and his heart waxed at the sight of the vast multitude of monkeys, for he said to himself, strange are the ways of fate that has guided these creatures to where I am after countless years of hunger and privation. Verily, destiny dispenses with unerring exactness the fruit of each man's labors. A royal feast lies ready to my hands, for these monkeys, every one of them, are a delicate and toothsome morsel. But I will choose the pick of them and feed therefrom in the order of their quality and worth. Under that chance to overhear the remarks of the vulture, and said to Marathi with a sad heart, verily, Yama has come down to us in the guise of this vulture to make an end of us all. Rama is yet far from the realization of his hopes, nor have the commands of Sugriva been carried out when this bolt from the blue has smitten us. It might have reached your ears how Jatayu, the king of the vultures, fought nobly to rescue Sita from the hands of Ravana. Beasts, birds, and every created object are bound to Rama by the strong and invisible ties of his love and compassion, and why to serve him anyhow, even at the sacrifice of their lives? Jatayu, the wise, counted his life as nothing in the discharge of his duty to Rama, and we roam likewise through these mountains and forests in search of Sita. We have his orders thereto, but no Janaki have we seen. Exhaustion and despair crush our hearts, and the sands of our lives have almost run down. Ah, happy Jatayu, they sought his death at the hands of Ravana. You have nothing to fear from Sugriva. You shine aloft from your throne of light. Verily, Sita would not have been abducted if Jatayu were not dead. If he had managed to engage Ravana one short hour more, Rama would have been on the spot, then it would have been all over with the Rakshasa. Again, if Dasharatha could have lived for just a few more days and not hastened his journey to Swarga, he could have taken Rama back to Ayodhya. The cruel end of Jatayu, the death of Dasharatha, and the abduction of Sita all conspired to rob us of our poor lives. Nay, the exile of Rama, Lakshmana, and Sita to the Dandaka, the black wrath of Rama that blasted Kara and Dushana and the evil Rakshasa hosts, the blazing shaft that drank the lifeblood of Vali, these and much more were the offspring of the gracious boons that Dasharatha conferred upon Kaikeyi. Sampati heard him out, the crown prince, and beheld the monkey stretched on the ground in holy fast. His heart grew heavy and his voice faltered as he cried, who are you that wring my tortured heart with the cruel news of the death of Jatayu dearer to me than life itself? How did he come to meet Ravana at Janasthana in mortal combat? Long years have gone by since my boy's name fell upon my ears. Help me to descend this mountain. My long-lived brother was famed throughout the worlds for his strength and valor. A mine of rare excellences was he. The news of his exploits gladdens my heart after so long a period of barren silence. But I long to hear details of his death. He abode at Janasthana, I heard you say. Rama, ever reverential to elders, was he not the firstborn of Dasharatha? How came he to strike a friendship with Jatayu? Alas, my pinions have been scorched by the fierce rays of the sun, and I cannot fly. So help me down from these heights. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.